Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The JK thing is complete. How does it make you feel? It is a two-year deal worth $48.5 million, team option for year two. So it's only a one-year guarantee at 23. The 2 years and 45 was on the table for weeks. The Warriors sprinkled a few extra million in there, and Jonathan takes that. But the thought is that trade conversations will continue as the Warriors now have the hand to go do that, a very tradable contract, eligible for a trade come January. This is really important to understand. This is because I know we're all like you. When there's an NBA deal, you're like, okay, who's got an apron and who's got a luxury tax and who's got a penalty and all like all this stuff is very hard. So you got to wait till Bobby Marks weighs in until you really, really super understand what's going on. So here it is. And I know if you're like me, I was waiting to find out, okay, can Steph's little brother now be a Warrior? And the answer is no, but yes. So here's why. By signing Kuminga, I'm now reading directly from the information out there.
From Shams.
By signing Kuminga to a salary of $22.5 million this season, Golden State will still have the flexibility to use their $5.7 million taxpayer mid-level exception and sign two players to the veteran minimum. Those players are named Al Horford and De'Anthony Melton. GP2 already signed a one-year veterans minimum deal. Will Richard, the rookie second rounder, has also agreed to a deal. So that leaves a 15th roster spot open. Here's the info on that. The Warriors will not have the room to sign a 15th player to start the season because they are now just $2.03 million below the second apron. Therefore, that's not enough to get someone in on the minimum. They will be able to sign that 15th player, potentially Seth Curry, beginning November 15th. So essentially, there's probably, it feels like and sounds like, handshake agreement with Steph's little brother, Seth, to be on the team. You're just going to have to wait 2 or 3 weeks into the season. And then they can prorate that salary and fit it in as their 15th roster spot. So the Warriors will open the season. I don't know how many games they've played by November 15th, but in theory, maybe they get Seth Curry by mid-November, a little bit after the season starts.
Yeah, that way they can pay him roughly $2.03 million. Probably $2.0299, whatever the math pencils out to be. The veteran minimum is all derived based on how many years of service you have, and so they're definitely trying to thread a very, very tight needle to get all 15 signed, and if you have to wait till November 15th, well, the team also today signed Pat Spencer back on a two-way deal.
Two-way. Yeah.
So part of the two-way can be you're here until November 15th in case we need you, and then you can two-way your way down to Santa Cruz and whatever you're going to do with that sort of a yo-yo situation. But yeah, this is big, and it's big that Kuminga gets what he gets in the first year, and it allows you to still bring in another veteran, Seth Curry, it looks like. And so, you know, come mid-November, you're going to have your team. And even before that, you're going to have the majority of your team. Yep. And you've got a game on Sunday. I keep reminding people the preseason opener is Sunday. And so you're going to start to get to see actual basketball without having to worry about aprons and contracts.
Seth, we'll see you in New Orleans. Not to join the New Orleans Pelicans. That's where the Warriors will be on November 16th. 14 games into the season. They will already be underway. 14 games in, they will fly on November 15th or probably on November 14th after the game. They got to stay and play in San Antonio on the 12th and the 14th. Then they will head for New Orleans. And while they will say hello to Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole, maybe they will also say hello to Seth Curry, who can, at that time, officially join the team. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, and then the other thing we can do right now, and John Feliciano is going to join us still in 22 minutes because he and Dibs are at each other's throats, and they're in each other's DMs, and Feliciano wants to yell at Dibs about his Purdy take about Trevor Lawrence. So we're going to do that at 5, but we'll keep taking your phone calls on this. The other thing I think we can now do is, all right, what do you think about the Warrior offseason? Not just Kuminga. Like, now we've got our answers, and I know we thought we kind of had them all along, but it's all clear now. DeAnthony Melton's on the team. Al Horford's on the team. GP2's back. Will Richard is in. I think Seth Curry's going to join the team after 14 games, and Jonathan Kuminga will be on the team, at least until January. So that's the Warriors offseason. The team that never signed a free agent has finally signed some free agents, and now we know who's going to be on the roster and who's going to play ball for the Warriors this year.
Yeah, it's still feels like a very top-heavy team where you've got Steph and Jimmy making top eight money in the association, and now Jonathan Kuminga becomes the fourth highest-paid player behind Draymond Green, and after that, you've got old guys, Al Horford, recovering guys, Melton and GP2, and a bunch of pups, Gee and Quentin and Pods, and TJD and Will Richard. I love Will Richard, but he's a rookie. Yep. So your team is very star heavy. And the one thing about Kuminga, I was reading from the Shams Charania piece, when Steph doesn't play, Kuminga's points per game goes up by almost 6 points a game.
I mean, you would think. So more minutes.
Yes, this more, to more me becomes runway. A big, yeah. It's Steph insurance in the short term. Now, if Steph's gone for a long time, you're screwed.
Yep.
But if Steph has to miss a couple of weeks, JK can play bigger minutes and do bigger things like he did against Minnesota.
Let's hear from some of you. 888-957-9570. Angry Vegan in Richmond is next up. Hi, Angry Vegan. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Good. I'm doing great. I'm glad this is finally resolved. The biggest reason I'm glad it's resolved is I've had to hear all summer, like, this eviscerating of Kerr and some of the other Warriors players. Like, why aren't they playing Kuminga? You know, over these other guys. And it just flies in the face of facts. Like, I'd like to be excited about the future. And I think the short-term deal is good because I don't see Kuminga being part of it. If you look at every metric, and for some reason, Pajemski got a lot of this stick of like, oh, they're playing Pajemski over Kuminga, he's teacher's pet. Just for example, Pajemski's win shares, his plus minus was 260. Kuminga's was 6. And that's adjusting for minutes. It's for every metric, box plus minus, win shares by 48 minutes. It's always Jimmy Butler, Curry, Kuminga, Draymond. And even though they didn't play long enough, DeAnthony Melton. Those are the players that impact winning on the team. And the thing is, Pajewski played in the off the bench. He played starting lines just like Kuminga. And it's like the Warriors have a system. That's the way it is. And as athletic and entertaining as Kuminga is, I just don't see him fitting in with this system for at least a few years. And with these other players, Gui Santos actually does statistically way better than Kuminga. So I'm just glad that it's taken care of, and hopefully we trade him for someone good, and he has a great future.
Yeah,
but not with this team.
I think it's a smart call, Angry Vegan. You didn't sound very angry to me, but yeah, I agree. Listen, I'm not like on the train of like he's got to get out of town as quickly as possible. But yes, it's a chip. Whether it's Jonathan himself or whoever he can help bring in, that's a great opportunity for the Warriors to get better. I know there are a lot of people that are going to never, ever get off this mountain, but I do hope that this contract helps it a little bit. And what Angry Vegan was talking about is basically the idea that the Warrior franchise and mainly their head coach have a vendetta. They hate certain individuals. They don't want people on their team, even if they're really good. And so they take it out on him by lessening their minutes. We've said this a million times. Let's do it one more.
Sure.
Head coaches in professional sports are obsessed with one thing: who can help them win. The Warriors are not dumb. Do they make mistakes? Everybody does. They're human beings. But Steve is not making these decisions by himself. He's not doing it willy-nilly. If he thought Jonathan Kuminga was perfect to help him win basketball games this year, he would play him 48 minutes a night. That's a fact. So that's where we get to the part about whether it's JK's fault or not is a matter that is fuzzy. Because, yes, some of it might be decisions that he makes. He's young. He doesn't see the floor. Some of it might be out of everyone's hands. You just don't have a skill set that fits perfectly with the other skill sets we've got. But there's nothing nefarious here. That's the part that I've hated the most about this whole experience, is that we've turned it into something nefarious.
Like it's personal.
Yes. People have things against each other and they're holding them down.
Right.
It's silly.
And if you
absolutely
look at
ridiculous.
Steve Kerr's career, and yeah, he's been the benefactor of walking into a team that was built by Mark Jackson and ready to win, and then they won, and you had KD. He's done a lot of winning, and from what I've seen of Steve, and I've gotten a chance to talk to him about 50 times in my life, and he is about one thing, and it's winning. Yes, developing players and helping people and all the other things that go into being Steve Kerr, but I don't think that he's ever for once thought, you know what? I think Jonathan can help us, but I don't really care for him as an individual, so I'm going to keep him down. It's like Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy's toe. If Brock's good to go, he's not going to worry about Brock's toe in 2031. If Brock can play, he's going to play. If Kuminga can help the Warriors, Steve Kerr is going to play him. Now, you look out there in the market and people who make about what Kuminga makes, there are some interesting names, and if you get to January, you might have a need that Kuminga's not filling, and you might look at the trade market and you might be able to see somebody like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's a very good defensive player. He's not a high-volume shooter. He may be a guy you go out and get for Kuminga.
Well, that's what's exciting about it. You know, and in fact, like our top text right now on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, all it says is too old. And I know maybe you're referring, to the Priest drop, or maybe you just feel like the Warriors are too old. Not an unfair thing. They were an old team, and their big signing was Al Horford, and he's 40. So I get that. But Jonathan is A, young, but B, an asset that could turn into fresh legs or a perfect fit or whatever at the deadline. You don't need to be an old Warrior fan to know what can happen at the deadline. The Warriors just did it last year. They just completely changed their fortunes at the deadline by making one acquisition. So keep that in mind when you're assessing what the Warriors can achieve this year. Like, there is some unknown, which is to say, if the first half goes well, who knows? Maybe they can bring in that perfect person that really elevates them to another spot in the Western Conference standings. It's a chip. That's what Joe Lacob wanted it to be. That's now what it is. That's why I think the Warriors ended up doing a good job with this negotiation.
And the texter's not wrong, and the Priest drop fits, because when you get to April, and let's say that you are in the playoffs, Steph will be 38, Jimmy will be, well, he already is, he's 36, and Draymond will be 36 at that point. Al Horford will be 66. GP2 is going to be 33 in December, so you've already got an old team. Buddy Hield is going to be 33 in December. So even beyond, you know, the big names and Al Horford, even GP2 and Buddy Hield, these are not spring chickens. So you're going to need to have young players. And if it's Kuminga, great. And if it's somebody else who can go out there and play minutes, you're going to have situations where a team with this many guys north of 30, you're going to need young legs to play and be able to play well.
888-957-9570. Steve Kerr did speak today and address a few things. We'll play them for you in just a sec. Always want to put you, though, at the front of the line. Jimmy in Bayview is next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Wow, guys. Thank you. I'm happy to see this long process over. I think in the three really high draft picks we've had, you know, before Pajemski, I personally think we made mistakes on all of them. But like you guys just said, we've retained this as a trade chip. The perfect pick trade person for me would be Jared Allen. I don't know if that's going to happen. This is, you know, the first 50, 54 games of the year is a grind. So I think Kuminga has paid his dues and they should give him as much time as he can get on that court. Because as you guys said, we have so many old guys. So we'll see how this works out. I'm just glad it's all over.
That's one spot where I think everybody would have the most agreement. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank
you. Can we play some ball?
It's over, right?
Play some damn ball. Jonathan Kuminga, 2-year, $48.5 million deal. He is a Warrior. The second year is a team option. The Warriors sprinkled a few extra million in there. He'll make $22.5 million in year one. It does leave open roster spot number 15, but the Warriors do not have enough money under the second apron to sign that 15th roster spot right now. The rumor is Seth Curry, but it'll take 14 games into the season, November 15th, before they can do that.
Yep.
And Al Horford and De'Anthony Melton and GP2 and Will Richard are all official. They're on.
Yep.
They're on, they're in, let's ride.
You got 14, you got Pat Spencer on a two-way, and Jarrett Allen, as much as that's a great name and a great idea, I don't think that Cleveland, a team that is right in a championship window, and he's making only $20 million this year. He's got three more years of team control, so that might be a little pricey, but throw the names, and we're all going to throw the names until January when Kuminga actually can be traded. But in the meantime, let's see this work. And I do believe that Steve Kerr and his cadre of coaches, they've already worked on what they think can work combination-wise with Kuminga and Jimmy. We know that Kuminga and Steph can work. Kuminga, Draymond, and Steph can work. It's all about the five-man combos. And I'm hearing Steve Kerr right now in my head talking about who can play with whom, having enough shooting out there. I think that Seth Curry eventually becomes an interesting part of this, a guy who can shoot, but he can shoot. So you start to figure out who can play with whom, and I do think that they can find a role for Kuminga.
He'll play. There's no question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he'll play. Can they find a role for Kuminga? Can he start doing some of the things they want him to do better?
Well, he's got to play 30 minutes if you want him to rebound. We all know that.
By the way, it's not, I know, like the popular rebound, defend, play hard. I think Jonathan plays hard. I don't think he loafs it out there. This is very much along the lines. I know this for a fact. The Warriors would like the decision making to be a little sharper, they would like him to see the floor. They would like him to be a little less focused on scoring the basketball when it goes to his hands. There's a rotation. There's cutting. There's passing. There's movement going on. There's a pecking order. I get it. It's difficult to figure out sometimes, and he's 22. But they have not always loved the way that he makes decisions in those moments, and they would like that to change a little bit, and that's the part that he needs to do that.
Right.
He needs to do that.
He averaged 2.2 assists last year, which was his career high. He's at 1.8 assists per game throughout his career, so that certainly is part of it. Off-ball defense is another one, and that's where you learn the rotations, you learn the positioning, and you figure out how to do it. The athletic basketball stuff, as Guru likes to call it, the ha-ha, he's got that. He led the team in points in the paint last year. He can score. He can defend the ball. It's all the other stuff that comes into, you know, being more of a savvy, nuanced player. And You mentioned the age. He's about to turn 23 next week.
Okay, happy birthday.
That's a nice birthday present you got now.
$22.5 million.
Exactly. So I do think that no real college basketball. He played in the G League Ignite in limited high school. He moved here without his parents. So I think that there was a lot of growing up he had to do on the fly. It's not to excuse it, but all right, year five, here's the bag. Now go get better.
Bad Hombre next. Hi, Bad Hombre. What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope you can hear me okay.
We got you.
I was kind of hoping that they would just go ahead. I was hoping that they would trade this guy and just let him go to another team because it doesn't seem like you'd want it here. So what's the point, really? But what? I don't understand a fan base that it seems like people are just critiquing every aspect of his game. Oh, and I'm tired of hearing about IQ. I'm tired of hearing about plus minus. I think plus minus is one of the most irrelevant stats in all of basketball. In the 98 finals, Tony Kukoc led the Bulls in plus minus. Is anybody going to tell me that Tony Kukoc was the reason the Bulls beat the Jazz in 98? So what are we really talking about here?
Well, I mean, Bad Hombre, it's not about any of those things. It's about what I just said. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not a box score baby either. I don't really care what the analytics are. I care what smart basketball people tell me, and I know the Warrior organization would like him to see the floor better and make better decisions when he's on the floor playing basketball, and they'd like him to work harder at rebounding the ball. That's what they'd like. Nobody hates him. Nobody wants him gone. I think he actually wants to be gone more than the organization wants him to be gone. But that's what the Warriors would say to you, Bad Hombre.
I understand that. But we got to think about this. Wiggins, he averaged 5 rebounds a game. JK is at 4.6. So you're telling this kid to defend the other team's best perimeter player and still get more rebounds? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I would.
Minnesota series.
That's not a great comp, though, Bad Hombre. Andrew Wiggins is a wing and sometimes a two guard. Jonathan Kuminga is a power forward. He's got a ton of inches on Wiggins. And the fact that he's averaging fewer rebounds than Wiggins, who famously won't try hard to rebound, I don't think that's a comp that gets the message across that you're trying to get across. Let me put it that way.
No, all I know is that KD and JK were the only two Warriors forwards to average 21-5 in a playoff series. That Minnesota series, I think he was the best player on the floor, not just for the Warriors. He was given Gobert as the player of the year and Ant-Man the business.
And they lost all four games.
Who's
diving on box scores now? Right. Now you're given 21-5. Why does that matter?
Well, for me, plus minus matters when you look at an entire season. And
yes,
he is a plus 6 throughout the entirety of his year. Yes, in one game or one series, we can all pick and pop and we use it for our own arguments. But when you look at a whole season and the team was basically the same with or without you, shout out you too. That to me says something.
All right, not done with this at all. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, the deal is done. How do you feel? 2-year deal, one plus one team option, $48.5 million for John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.